Learn about getting some good nutrition on the go. Most of us are always on the go. Most of us are. And whether it's commuting to work or summer vacation activities, or driving kids to their sporting events, or just need to get into proper nutrition. And we want to have some help with that. We have registered dietitian Kristen Kirkpatrick joining us this morning. Good morning, Kristen. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you today?
We are okay. Ready for some snacks? I guess any time is a good time for a snack. I guess sort of depending on what this snack is, whether we go sweet or savory with something like that. But let's talk about some of the ways we can do, you know, what are the smart choices maybe that we want to start looking at this time?
Yeah, so I think we got to start out with looking at simplicity and preparation. That takes away decision fatigue, and then we can kind of just structure our day. So if we think about breakfast, for example, use things that are really nutrient-packed, really easy to make. I love making egg bites. I just make them in a tin. I use them that day or another day. Greek yogurt with berries, overnight oats, those are all great options. Let's say you're traveling, so if it's a plane or it's a road trip, make things ahead of time. If you make things ahead of time, you're less likely to have to stop and go someplace where there aren't really some good options for you. What about during the day? So with my kids, I pack a cooler. I have it in the car while we're running around. I've got healthy snacks in there. And then when they get home, that fridge is packed with some great options. So string cheese, looking at maybe some carrots, maybe some hummus. Those are all great options for the whole family, but they have to be easy to access.
Right, and sometimes you have things that come in large quantities, and you got to make them sort of the size for the child and or the people, individual tiles. Otherwise, you spend your time kind of like scooping everything out and dividing it up. So you got to prepare that ahead of time, right?
Agree. So what you want to do is you want to take away any of the barriers to healthy eating. So from that easy access standpoint, you know, what I love to do is I take my fruit, my vegetables, I wash them, I cut them, I put them in clear containers. So when someone opens the fridge, they can just grab them. It's the first thing they see. They can go and get a dip. They can get hummus. They can get whatever they want to use that or just eat it alone. I also stock up on prepackaged snacks, and I recommend that all the time. So there are my favorites from QuestNutrition.com. And what I absolutely love is, and I'm obsessed with them, their protein chips. So their tortilla-style protein chips have 20 grams of protein, 3 to 4 grams of net carbs, 1 gram of sugar, a great snack options. Love their new mini protein bars as well. So I use that in between meals for this great protein pick-me-up. So having that kind of snack on the go that's already prepackaged is another great way to make sure you have something prepared.
Well, there's a lot of good things. We're talking this morning with registered dietitian Kristen Kirkpatrick. I suppose a good, lots of water, something to drink, right? That's the other half of sometimes getting snacks and nutrition just to help you fill up.
Sure, absolutely. And I think sometimes, like especially in the summer, we neglect the water. We neglect looking at those important factors. And sometimes when we feel really hungry, we're actually dehydrated. We might not actually have hunger. So we want to have that included as well. So having that in the car, having that in the fridge, encouraging our family members to drink water, really any time of the year. But summer is a really important time because of the heat and humidity as well.
I'm looking at a recipe you provided, Questified Stuffed Mini Cookie Bites. What's that all about?
Oh, my gosh. That's all about amazingness. So these are awesome. 5 minutes. It only takes 5 minutes. I love these. So these are the mini protein bars, peanut butter, sugar-free white chocolate, and coconut oil. That's it. So you can make this within just a short amount of time, make it with the kids, make it alone, but just store them in your fridge. That's what I do. And they're a great grab-and-go option that everybody loves.
It's a good chance to get some things that, like you say, everybody loves. And I guess maybe that is a key, trying to find things that's a balance. How do you get kids to sort of like things that they may not really want to eat?
Right. Well, that's key, right? So even though there's some great healthy options, if your child doesn't like it, guess what? They're not going to eat it. So you have to have things that actually taste good. I always say to my patients, you want to involve your kids in the shopping experience. You want to involve them in the cooking experience. My kids, for example, love making these mini cookie bites and making it their own. So involving them as much as possible is really important and making sure they get that balance. So you want to get healthy fats, you want to get protein, you want to get fiber-rich carbohydrates. Those are all really important to balance and to fill kids and adults up. So if we fill ourselves with the right nutrients, then we're going to be on the right track. We're not going to be as hungry, and we're not going to make those bad choices.
Right. And then when you are traveling with their snacks, pack a roll of paper towels, because you know everybody eats a different, everybody has a different way of eating, and you want to make sure everything is kind of clean and well. And I guess the key to that too also is that cooler, right? Because you have something in a car, you put in there, it looked good when you put it in there, but when you reach in, you're thinking, this is all kind of gone together. So you want to make sure you got a good temperature in there too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the other thing is I love using little bento boxes, or, you know, even having family members choose whatever kind of, you know, container they want for their foods. I mean, making it their own is really something that works. So just having it ready to go. So each person has their own snacks. You can use any of the things that I've mentioned. I know that my family really loves turkey roll-ups as well, cheese and crackers, just making sure you use whole grain crackers. You know, just getting that nutrient density, but giving people choice and allowing them the ability to have something they actually love and that they chose, and that is nutrient dense.
Right. I like that idea at the beginning about, you get the fruits and vegetables or whatever, cut them up for the pieces ready to eat, so that then they can, you know, it works well because it doesn't do too much if it's just sitting there in a large chunk. You're thinking, oh, now I got to take that thing and pepper and cut it up. If you get it all ready for them, it's you've taken a lot of the reasons for not eating it, because it's too difficult, out of the equation. If people want to find out more about some of the things we've talked about today, where's a good place to get some good tips as well?
Yeah, you can visit questnutrition.com for more tips, for recipes, retailers nationwide for some awesome healthy snacks on the go.
Sounds great. We appreciate your time this morning, Kristen. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Registered dietitian Kristen Kirkpatrick joining us, talking all about getting some healthy snacks and eating and stuff. And